An outbreak of COVID-19 associated with the Waldo County Church has grown to 42 cases and spread to a nursing home and several schools. Public health officials expect cases will continue to increase significantly, and those who've already tested positive range in age from 2 to 80. Patty White has more.
According to the Maine CDC, the outbreak appears to have started with a fellowship gathering at the Brooks Pentecostal Church between October 2nd and 4th. People from other churches in Charleston and Unity attended the event, which drew a crowd of about 100 to 150 people, exceeding the state's limit on indoor gatherings. The director of the Maine CDC, Dr. Nirav Shah, says that masks were available, but generally not worn. And the same was true for subsequent services at the Brooks Pentecostal Church.
A typical service convened by the Brooks Church included anywhere up from 70 to 100 individuals indoors. The church indicated to us, similarly, that masks were available, but not routinely used.
The church has temporarily suspended services. At its affiliated school, Lighthouse Christian Academy, which has 27 students, 7 people have tested positive. Cases linked to the outbreak have also been identified at 3 elementary schools and 1 middle school in Waldo County. An employee at Bayview Manor Assisted Living in Searsport has also tested positive. Shaw called the outbreak a rapidly evolving situation and said the CDC is working with local hospitals and healthcare providers to ensure testing is readily available. The surge in cases in Waldo County comes at a time when Maine has one of the lowest positive case rates in the country. Governor Janet Mills is urging Mainers not to be lulled into a false sense of security.
Each of us must take responsibility for the trajectory of the virus in Maine. Every social interaction is a risk. The virus is everywhere. It's in every county, every community, and it affects every age group.
Referencing rising case numbers in surrounding states, Mills warned that pandemic fatigue will have failed consequences. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.